having Victor back when you did the game plan on Tuesday, and how did that change?
You know, we were excited to have, you know, Victor back on the field with us, and you know, it didn't work out this week, and we're going to move on from there.
Does anything change for you this week?
No.
Are you getting enough out of your third receiver right now in your estimation, or do you need more out of that spot?
We had some opportunities to gain some more production on Thursday night. Didn't go that way, coming off of a short week. This week, we've had a good week so far, and with 2 days on the field, and we expect Dwayne and Jeremy to take advantage of their opportunities. They had a good couple days, and we'll see how it goes in the game.
Do you anticipate Jeremy? I mean, he didn't play any offensive snaps last week. Do you anticipate him seeing snaps this week?
There's a possibility.
Ben, last year there was so much talk about limiting the turnovers and protecting the football. Obviously, it was a priority. You struck a balance last year, and then I would imagine this year, in terms of you want to be aggressive, but you also don't want to be foolish with the football.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a mindset that you think this offense has now adopted?
What's that, protecting the ball?
Just in terms of not being too passive because you want to protect the football, still taking your shots, but also knowing when the shots need to be taken.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about we just want to let the game come to us and find completions. And there'll be an opportunity in the game to take some shots and throw the ball down the field. And when the opportunities arise, you take advantage of them, you pull the trigger, and you make the play.
Ruben caught two balls downfield. That was a big chunk of his yards came on two of those plays. I don't think he actually attempted a pass to him deep downfield in the first two games. If he did, maybe it was one. As the offensive coordinator, is that something you have to make an effort to do every game? Is that something you're looking at? That's something, you know, as a team,
You can call some completions. You can push the ball down the field on some play calls, and you can take an opportunity on shots. But for the most part, you take what the defense gives you. You complete the ball, and you move on down the road. There'll be some opportunities in games on our terms where we want to take a shot, and we'll do that. To tell the quarterback from the sideline, you know, when I'm over there with a headset on, where to throw the ball on every play is not smart football. So we'll let our veteran quarterback, you know, drop back, go through his reads, and take the open receiver.
Is that sort of how you explain? I mean, there was a couple, I think, third and shorts, but even went through the ball short of the line of those. Is that just sort of, were those run too shallow, or is that also just him?
How do you define third and short?
I think like third and threes or fours where you, maybe the ball was thrown like 2 yards.
Yeah.
Somewhere in
those
range.
Have to see the play you're talking about. If they take the deeper stuff away, then he has a chance to drop it down, check it down.
If you look at the stats, I mean, they're the best run defense in the league. And if you look at the other half of the stat, their pass defense isn't so good. Is it too simplistic to say, let's attack them for the pass?
Yeah, no, they're a very opportunistic defense. They're obviously well-coached. They have a variety of schemes in place. They can probably play every defense in football. They have good players that can execute the schemes. Their strength is up front. And because of that, they'll try to pressure the quarterback and make him commit some errors. You know, when you do that, you may give up some plays downfield. I know a lot of their yards, maybe at the end of the game when points are more important than yards. So I don't think yards is really a good stat to look at. I think you turn on the film, you'll see a pretty good defense.
I mean, the other question was that, you know, Brady seemed to, you know, shred them a bit. I mean, is that just Brady, or are there opportunities there?
They had a good plan. They did a nice job protecting them. They took some shots down the field, and they did a good job executing in that game. I think they had about, 10 third downs in the game. They were 3 for 10, but they did a nice job with their personnel groups. They had a nice plan.
How frustrating is it that you haven't been able to have Odell and Victor out in the field?
Not frustrating. We play with who we have. You know, whoever's in the locker room dressing, whoever gets a suit that day, that's who we play with.
Do you have to change anything knowing that you've only got 4 healthy receivers and you've got 2 tight ends on the side this Thursday? Is that a factor?
No, we anticipated coming into the week that we possibly could be short on numbers. We just have to have everything backed up, that's all.
Is Shane an option to use or a weapon to use to sort of help mitigate that, the fact that you only have four receivers, you're maybe not getting, you had zero catches from the third receiver last week. Is he an option in your mind to sort of, make that easier or get more production out of your receivers?
You mean move him the wide receiver or
use him in any way possible to sort of
All hands on deck. We'll use anybody we can. If we need 11. So we'll play with the 11 healthy bodies if that's all we have. And the guys who can catch the ball the best, we'll play within the perimeter.
Would you be willing to use him as a wide receiver?
Sure. Why not?
How much experience does he have with that as far as you're aware?
No, he does it a lot from the backfield, so I'm sure we can move him around and do what we need to do with him. If that happens. Yeah, we'll have a plan in place. We're not going to run out of guys. We'll have 11.
Anybody else?
Couldn't line John Jerry up as a tight end, too.
Never say never.